Now, another organizational principle that they have is if you could see their pyramid structure, you could tear it down. So there's the Spins principle. Marilyn Ferguson brought this out in the book that she's credited for writing. The spin principle is segmented polycentric integrated networks, where you set in motion, sort of like a series of tops, a whole bunch of different groups that are all spinning in the same direction. Then if the opposition comes, all they see is this one group. They can take it down, but they don't take down the whole network. And this is just New Age teaching institutions. But this is another example of some more New Age groups. Now, I prepared a document packet in 1990, and it was to show people from their own documents that there was a conspiracy to bring in a New World Order, and nobody took me up on getting any of these packets. So then I put it into my 800-page reference book, Be Wise as Serpents. And hopefully now in 6 years, things are changed enough that people will be able to appreciate the documents I'm going to show you. These are very important because a lot of the people in the audience have never seen documents from the horse's mouth, so to speak, as to what they are really doing. Now here we see a book. This is just simply the cover to show you that there are disenchanted men that are warning that we're ruled by an invisible government. And another disenchanted man who worked with the CIA warns that the CIA and its allies are in control of the world. Now, because it was difficult for people to see the text, but I wanted to show you the whole page of what I where I got the quote from, I have pulled the quote up and enlarged it over here to the side. Now, this was written by Manly P. Hall. Manly P. Hall was both a Grand Master within Freemasonry, and he was a Grand Master in the Illuminati. And he says, "All of sincere heart will find consolation in the conviction that powers beyond and above human corruption continue to administer the destiny of the globe. It would be a mistake to confuse the governing bodies with the various sects which pretend to authority but give no indication or proof that they can manage efficiently even their own affairs." What was I telling you? That inner core of black in all of those pieces of pie that's secretly ruling? Now, Manly P. Hall knows who he's referring to here because he's part of that secret body. But, of course, he speaks positively of it. And here's a picture of Manly P. Hall, and this is the Scottish Rite Journal in November 90. And it says, "The illustrious Manly Palmer Hall, often called Freemasonry's greatest philosopher." I'm showing you that so that you can see that the documents I'm going to show you come from the very highest people within Freemasonry and some of these other organizations. This is probably hard for you to read. Alice Bailey was in charge of Lucius Trust, originally set up as Lucifer Trust, as most of you probably know. And she worked for the Department of Health, Education, Welfare in 1957. She created the goals for education that are being implemented today in our schools. America 2000 goals, Millennium 2000, these goals that are being brought in. And she was a leader within the New Age movement. She set up over 140 New Age groups, wrote prolifically. In her book, The Externalization of the Hierarchy, she spells out in detail how they're going to bring in the New World Order. It is amazing the things you will read in there, including telling us who's going to rule on the physical level and who's going to rule on the spiritual level in this New World Order. It's going to be Lucifer. And she says it right there. She writes, when the new universal religion has sway and the nature of esotericism is understood, will be the utilization of the banded esoteric organisms, the Masonic organism, and the church organism as initiating centers. These three groups converge as their inner sanctuaries are approached. There is no disassociation between the one universal church, the sacred inner lodge of all true Masons, and the innermost circles of the esoteric societies. In other words, she's saying that Freemasonry is going to be the religion in the New World Order, or the New Age, as she refers to it in variously in different parts of her book. Interestingly enough, other New Age leaders say the same thing. Benjamin Cram, who you've heard about, he says that Freemasonry is going to be the religion, the one world religion in the New World Order. Lola Davis, another New Age leader, says the same thing. And here Alice Bailey, again on another page in Externalization of the Hierarchy, says, there is no question, therefore, that the work to be done in familiarizing the general public with the nature of the mysteries is of paramount importance at this time. These mysteries will be restored to outer expression through the medium of the church and the Masonic fraternity. If those groups leave off being organisms with material purpose and become organisms with living objectives, when the Great One comes with his disciples and initiates, we shall have, after a period of intensive work on the physical plane, beginning around the year 1940, the restoration of the mysteries and their exoteric presentation as a consequence of this first initiation. In other words, they're going to restore the mystery religions of Babylon. And if you look at what's been happening in the churches, and in the schools, you will find that that's true. The concept of externalization of the hierarchy is that we're going to take what was done in secret in the lodges. This was a program in a Portland public school where my wife teaches. And instead of Christmas programs, for the last 15 years, they've had winter solstice celebrations, which is an occult celebration. And this celebration a few years ago was celebrating Lucifer, the light bearer. And this was the program for it. And during the play that the children put on for the parents that came, the children wore barcodes on their forehead. Some of the children had acceptable barcodes and some had unacceptable barcodes. And then they did occult rituals. This is what's replaced Christmas in the public school. And I was using this on some of my talks, and I thought, well, I'll just send this to Tex Mars, who's another researcher. And he put this on the front page of his next newsletter. Externalization of the hierarchy. It's all around me, wherever I go. And these are some of my dog and pony show, because when I go out to get fast food, and I go to one fast food place, and here's a wizard with an owl, which is Lilith, and his energy ball. He's throwing an energy ball here. And then I go down to the next fast food place down the street, and they're teaching you how to hypnotize your parents on their sheet. And then I go down to the next fast food place, and they've got another similar looking wizard here, and it says, Fire and ice are very important symbols for the occult when they're paired together. And I go into the laundromat, and this is hanging up. This is a lady, Elizabeth Clare Prophet, who channels demons, and she's having a meeting in the Portland Masonic Temple to find your twin flame and how to use spiritual energy. And then I go to the public library, and they're passing these out free. It's metaphysics for our age. If you don't know what metaphysics is, that's witchcraft. And right there in Multnomah County, which is Portland, on the front of their books, on some of them, if you look at the library logo, it's a snake swallowing its tail. Well, if you look in Manly P. Hall's book on page 100, The Secret Teachings of All Ages, you'll find that that's an Illuminati symbol. In fact, they even use the word Illumo there on their seal of Multnomah County Library. On page 100, which is C in his book, he says that a silver ring of a snake swallowing its tail is a symbol of rank within the Illuminati. When I met the Grand Master for the Illuminati for a three-state area, guess what he was wearing on his hand? It was a silver ring of a snake swallowing its tail. I tell you that for several reasons. One is that ring was a symbol of rank within the mystery religions. The Illuminati is simply the continuation of the mystery religions that we are now talking about and you're seeing documentation about in by people, by Alice Bailey. When she's talking about restoring the mysteries, she's talking about restoring the mystery religions. And here she says, by means of the educational work of the world, the great Lord seeks to reach those of the intelligent public who cannot be reached by means of ceremonial and symbolism as in Masonry, or by religious means and ritual as in the church. It touches the masses and those in whom an intelligent aspect predominates to the lessening of the other two aspects. In other words, we're going to try to teach them the truth, you know, the mystery religion truth, in the fraternal organizations. But not everybody goes to a fraternity like the Masonic Lodge. So then we'll try to get them in the churches. But not everybody goes to the churches. So our safety net is education. And here's, I just threw this in because this was something put out by a group called Triangles, which Lucis Trust formed. Lucis Trust happens, by the way, to be one of the publishing arms of the United Nations. And it's located there on United Nations Plaza. And they've got offices in Switzerland and England, London, England, and New York, which are elite headquarters, as you know. And of course, their triangle groups are in, as you see, 110 countries from this letter. And this next document, this is the cover of the official magazine of the Supreme Council, the 33rd degree of the Freemasons, and it's been called the New Age magazine for over 100 years. And in the 70s and 80s, the Christians were still debating whether there was a New Age movement, and the Freemasons had been carrying out promoting the New Age movement for 100 years. And inside this particular cover, I pulled out a page, and guess what it says here? As stated before, God's plan in America is a non-sectarian plan. Our Constitution is non-sectarian. Our great American public schools, God's chosen schools, are non-sectarian. The great spirit behind this great nation is non-sectarian. Our great American public schools offer to any child the freedom of will, freedom of spirit, or freedom of mind. That is the divine reason that God, great God, our King, has chosen the great American public schools to pave the way for the new race that says freedom of mind, freedom of will, or freedom of spirit is the lowest criminal on this earth, because they take away from that child the God-given right to become a part of God's great plan in America for the dawn of the new age of the world. Shame on you Christian parents for sending your children to a Christian school. You're the lowest criminal. That was back in the 50s. And back in 1920s, the Ku Klux Klan and the Masonic lodges in Oregon carried out the first of a whole series of acts designed to destroy the Christian schools. If you wonder why these Christian schools, which used to be the foundation of schooling in this country, disappeared, look to the Freemasons and groups that they created like the Ku Klux Klan. This is again from Manly P. Hall's book, another of his books, America's Assignment with Destiny. He's got several where he spells out very plainly in esoteric language what's going to happen. He says, the genuine esoteric associations always required that disciples prepare themselves for careers of practical service. The student was expected to attain to a state of unusual skill or proficiency in some branch of learning. He was then to practice this profession or craft as a means of extending his sphere of constructive influence. He was to teach through example, enriching his chosen vocation with the overtones of enlightened religious philosophy. Thus, gradually creating a significant zone of influence, he was available for whatever tasks the keepers of the great plan required. Okay, people who join Freemasonry, what are they being used for? To implement the plan to bring in a new race, a new world religion. And if you read in his books, you'll find out what this great plan is. It's the New World Order. So if you're in an esoteric organization like Freemasonry, that's what you're to be used for. And this is Alice Bailey. And Alice Bailey, by the way, was in co-masonry, or women's branches of Freemasonry. And she says, the three main channels through which the preparation for the New Age is going on might be regarded as the church, the Masonic fraternity, and the educational field. She says, the Masonic movement will meet the need of those who can and should wield power. It is the custodian of the law, is the home of the mysteries, and the seat of initiation. It holds in its symbolism the ritual of deity, and the way of salvation is pictorial preserved in its work. The methods of deity are demonstrated in its temples, and under the all-seeing eye, the work can go forward. It is a far more occult organization than can be realized, and is intended to be the training school for the coming advanced occultists. In its ceremonials lies hid the welding of the forces connected with the growth and life of the kingdoms of nature and the unfoldment of the divine aspects in man to make man divine, which was the lie in the Garden of Eden. So I might tell you that if it's gotten a little bit confusing here, I've said that Freemasonry now is the mystery religions, and I've said that the Illuminati are the mystery religions. Well, Freemasonry is the outer symbolism of those mystery religions. And if you're born into a generational satanic family of the Illuminati, they would actually, properly speaking, would be Luciferians, but I'll explain the difference later, Gnostic Luciferians. They would want you to go through Freemasonry so that you would learn the symbolism of the mystery religions. And this is Albert Pike. Albert Pike was he's been called the Pope of Freemasonry. He was the head of all of Freemasonry in his day. And he wrote Morals and Dogma, which when you get to be a 32nd degree Freemason, you are given a Morals and Dogma book, which belongs to the lodge, and then asked to study it. And he says in here, in Morals and Dogma, he says, though Masonry is identical with the ancient mysteries. What are the first two things that happen when you join Freemasonry? Two things. One is, the first thing is you fill out a form that says requesting to be initiated into the mysteries. If you read any of the top Masonic authors, like Manly P. Hall and some of these others that I'm going to be quoting from, they will tell you that the mysteries of Freemasonry are the mysteries of the mystery religions of Babylon. That's what you're being initiated into. So that's the first thing that you do, is request to be initiated into those mysteries. The second thing is you go through a ritual where they give you an oath that you'll ever conceal the activities and what they teach you in the lodge, to ever conceal. Well, that means you're taking an oath of a gruesome death to deceive and lie about what goes on in the lodge. And people ask me, well, and I've been asked this probably no exaggeration, 100 times, when do people know that there's something wrong with Freemasonry? Well, the first two things you do ought to raise red flags. But I will agree with people that you can stumble through 32 degrees of this stuff. And like a lot of people, they don't have their eyes open. And you could stumble through, and maybe after 32 degrees of this, you still don't know what you're involved in. That's possible. Now, you'll see that what I'm quoting here, I have these a little bit out of order, but you'll see in another transparency that this comes from the highest, what he says is on the authority of the highest level of Freemasonry. And in here he says, this is Clymer in Ancient Mystic Oriental Masonry, and he says, Obelisk and Freemasonry. According to our reading of history, the priesthoods of Belus or Baal in Assyria, of Osiris in Egypt, of Jehovah in Palestine, of Jupiter in Greece and Rome, of Ahura Mazda in Persia, or Brahma in India, and of two states in Britain, were primitive secret societies who instructed and governed the primitive families and races. It little matters whether we call the members of those priesthoods Baalites, Pastaphori, Levites, Curitus, Magia, Brahmins, Druids. They were connected by secret ties and intercommunicated from the Indus to the Tiber, from the Nile to the Thames. Hence, there ever has been, is, and ever will be Freemasonry on our planet. There were many mystery religions in the ancient world. Each of those mystery religions, if you go back to your pie-shaped diagram, had a secret ruling body. Those secret ruling bodies collaborated. There was a governing body that governed all of the mystery religions. That's what he's talking about here. Okay, and I have some of the codes or the keys to unravel that worldwide unity that existed long ago.